So much closer to it. I would have to go all the way over there. You were standing right next to it. Give me the saw.
Which one?
There's only one saw there.
Which one is the saw?
Warning, this is a special episode. What you hear in this episode may or may not be an inaccurate interpretation of our personal beliefs. Side effects of a tree falling on your house may include bouts of laughter, insane tirades, unfair targeting, heavy breathing, poor editing, diminished verbal skills, death, and lapses in judgment. This episode may not be for everyone. Consult your grandma before listening.
Steven! Stop screwing around the microphone and get over here and help us take this tree down.
This is the Water Babies podcast. I'm Lindsay Weimer. I'm joined tonight with my brother Josh Weimer and my cousin Stephen Weimer.
I'm Stephen Weimer.
Oh, wait, yes. Why don't you introduce yourself, Josh?
Well, I'm Josh Stephen Weimer. And this is already going way worse than I expected.
Okay, Stephen.
What about me?
Were you going to introduce yourself?
Introduction's been done.
Okay, you both squeaked, so I thought I was doing something wrong. So
it's become normal for
this
us.
This is cryptozoology podcast, where we just talk about some cryptids. I was at work an hour ago, and Josh texted me and told me to stop on my way home, and we were doing a podcast tonight. So it should be fun. Josh, do you have anything you want to add to that?
There's just the level of excellence and planning that we are used to.
Awesome.
That we have to have at least an hour of planning before we do this, because we are so thoroughly researched and put that much work into it. Today is the A Tree Fell on the House special. It's called that because a tree fell on our house and that for some reason made us want a podcast. So rather than our traditional podcast where we have one person talk about a certain type of cryptid, we're all going to be diving into the news and looking at different paranormal, ufology, and cryptozoology stories that are in the news today. So this is a little timestamp that I can go back when the insurance agent comes to talk to me and I say, I can say it was this day because I learned that the claim 10 politicians were born in 9 months after the landing of a UFO in New Mexico in 1947. Was published, because I'm definitely going to remember that. That is the name of an article,
but
by the way.
But what is the day?
It's like, I think it's a Friday.
Yeah, I definitely did not look up news articles from today. It's kind of hard to find actual news articles about paranormal
stuff. No, yeah, but if you're going to claim this on the insurance claim, all that we have tying it to today is that it's today.
Well, there's
that's enough, though, isn't it?
There's a timestamp on the recording.
You think we know how to read a timestamp?
That's like the easiest part about this, about all of this.
Is it month, day, year, month, day?
Well, the reason is because we're not going to release this episode today.
Yeah, but there'll still be a timestamp on the recording. Man, this is bad podcasting by our standards.
This is very interesting to our... I'm not talking about how many subscribers we have.
Yeah, don't talk about our listeners. Just pretend like we're talking to nobody. It's less depressing. That way when we're like, we get one viewer like, hey, somebody listened. let's get into it. If I remember correctly, Lindsay's doing the paranormal.
Yes.
So ghosts and crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
Steven is doing cryptozoology, and then I'm doing ufology or ufology, depending if you're nasty or not.
So I'm doing like Bigfoot and crap like that.
Yes. That's the definition. Bigfoot crap. Let's go ahead. Let's start with Lindsay.
So I do have a news or a kind of news article, but I was just going to say about paranormal real quick. I've seen a bunch of paranormal stuff. I don't know very many people in healthcare that don't believe in ghosts because you just see them so often. You see weird stuff in medical buildings a lot. But here's the thing. You can explain those. You can explain those really easily because people die at hospitals. People die at care centers. When I worked at McDonald's when I was a teenager, I was pretty sure that place was haunted because stuff would just fall all of the sudden when we were all across the restaurant. And there was
a likely excuse.
You know what? I'm actually going to counterpoint that and say, do you think it has anything to do with the fact that it was staffed entirely by potheads?
Moving on.
Tell me how many potheads work at your current work.
Probably not as many. No, definitely not as many. McDonald's, you're right. That was all potheads. Never mind.
Well, let's hope none of them are listening to this.
You think they know?
I think they know they're potheads. There's a reason they don't drug test there.
But do potheads like being called potheads?
Yeah, they usually call themselves
It's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Never mind then. Let's hope they all realize this. I can afford
$20 for this for this dime bag.
All right, so my story, though, is... Now I can't find the right article. This website is esquiv.com. Oh, so I took my glasses off because they usually hit on the pop filter and make this really annoying pop noise. So I'm like, I'm just going to take my glasses off tonight.
You made the right choice. This is much less obtrusive.
I was thinking about that when you took them off, too. I was like, this should go well.
Well, usually I can read without my glasses, but I had a migraine earlier, so apparently it's still messing with my vision enough that I should have kept my glasses on.
All right, just read us this article from Esquiv or whatever it was called.
It's actually Esquire, very famous website. The article is by Matt Miller and Lauren Crank. The article is called 10 Terrifying But True Horror Stories Reported in the News. I'm going to paraphrase the story. So when you guys hear haunted doll, you guys think probably Annabelle, you know, creepy rag doll or porcelain doll.
I did not think that.
Oh, really?
I actually thought about my Donald Trump Mormon missionary doll that I have. It's very much
he's
possessed.
Terrifying. I don't like that he watches over me when I'm over here.
Yeah, but I gave him gauged ears recently. The hallways. So yeah.
Oh, look at that! I didn't notice.
He's gonna get a neck tattoo next.
Okay, you'll have to post a picture of him for this podcast. But so this story was about a Elsa doll from the movie Frozen.
Interesting.
So these people in Houston gave their daughter a Elsa doll for Christmas, and they took the batteries out because it was annoying. It would sing Let It Go and have its little phrases. And they took the batteries out and it kept talking. And so they threw it away. And it
As you should with things that will not stop singing Let It Go.
Stop looking at me as you say that.
I tried taking your batteries out.
You need
next
to...
Next step, you know what's happening.
Hey, Josh.
What?
Let it go.
Go on with your story. It's way too late at night for this.
You were the one that made me come over here. I could be in bed right now.
You're welcome.
So they threw it away. And a few weeks later, they find the doll in... They had a window bench. And when they opened up, they found the doll in it. And they said that they knew that the kids didn't bring it in because they wouldn't dig through trash. Speaking of haunted.
The door's haunted. It's all good.
Right? And so they double bagged it and threw it away and went on vacation. And when they came back from vacation, a couple of days passed and then they found it on the swing in the backyard. Then they sent it to a friend who put it in on the front of their semi. And that's kind of the end of the story. As far as they know, it's still there. So it's not super creepy, but also it is because it kept coming back.
I beg to differ. There are several creepy things about that. First of all, window seat. That's pretty cool. I'd actually like window seat. But if y'all ever seen Arsenic and Old Lace, window seat is heavily featured in that, where there's a dead body that sometimes is in there and sometimes is not in the window seat, which... in a very perverse way, makes me want to have a window seat. Second of all, they highly overestimate their kids. That they think their kids won't go through garbage. I don't know many kids who would not like just like at any chance dive into neck deep garbage,
right?
Just to defy their parents.
I read that situation differently. I thought, wow, your kids are wimps if they won't even go through garbage for their favorite toy. Like,
well, and like. something that backs up their kids being wimps that maybe it lends some credence to this story is the fact that the parents' first reaction to this is to double bag it and be like, oh, it's clearly haunted. We need to put two bags on this thing because ghosts can't get through two bags.
Don't get haunted. Get clapped.
Exactly. I mean, they watch the commercials. They know how to handle this thing. And then what type of trashy friends are they? Like, ah, this thing's definitely going to kill you. Go ahead and bring it into your semi.
Well, it's very small, confined space. It's not in the semi. It's strapped to the front of the semi.
But did they ask for that? Did they say, strap this to the front of your semi? Or did they send it to him and like, get this from us? We don't really actually like you.
I assume the friend actually asked for it.
Oh my, that's the worst part of the story. Do you have anything backing that up? This creepy dude just like asked him.
Well, because
you got that Elsa doll. I'd really like that Elsa doll.
I think it's not in this article, but...
We could role play. Like, you be the truck driver and I'll be the parents.
So what's been going on with you?
Well, hi, Ted. Take this doll. Take it now. Take it now.
Okay. I love dolls. I'm going to put it on the front of my semi. So
well, like, we're actually hoping it would kill. I mean, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I've seen Toy Story 3 too many times.
All right, this is breaking character, but it's really disturbing that you're able to just rattle off Toy Story 3 with that impunity.
Because there's the one...
I know. I don't know what you're referencing, and that's my point. You were like 25 years old?
Yeah, but I was 12 when it came out.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
I'm freaked out for a totally different reason now.
But also, I am 24 and Toy Story 4 came out, was it this summer or last summer? And I went opening week to go see it, so.
And on to the next story. You have another one?
Let's move on, and if we have time, I'll tell another one.
So what one do you have, Josh?
Oh, I gotta go next? All right, I am covering ufology, and I have several pulled up because I'm well-researched. Now, this is from... NewYorkPost.com. Are you telling me I need to make my dog stop whistle snoring? Fitzy, wake up. Fitzy, if any of you follow our Instagram, Fitzy is the wonderful, cute, beautiful dog that is featured in most of our posts. And apparently she's being, she's being very noisy while she sleeps. Now she is awoken and her tongue is sticking out of her mouth and she's looking at me like I betrayed her. Good talk. This is from the NewYorkPost.com, and the title of this article is called Aliens Might Be Friendly, but Don't Bet on It. Expert's Dire Warning by Hannah Sparks. Man, Hannah's parents gotta be just ticked at her. She's writing crap like this. I could read the whole article, but since Lindsay started the precedent of just surmising what's in the article.
Well, I mean, I feel like reading the whole article gets kind of
old.
Boring. Because then you just like read it like this. And yeah. Or I do anyway, if I'm reading.
Show us the ways of the article reading, Josh.
Yeah, show us the fun way to do it.
Sure, they're out there, but should we be looking? Michio Kaku, a professor of theoretical physicist and known for looking like an Asian Albert Einstein, at City College of New York City, an all-around pop science icon, has issued a warning about extraterrestrials and efforts to seek them out. I think the terrible idea, the 70-year-old astrophysicist said. Sorry, let me reread that, because apparently I'm not the pro at this.
I think that's a terrible idea. So what he was saying... really bad. Like, I'm not trying, and I was reading. I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to prove my point, but I didn't just hear anything you just said.
I didn't either. Really bad. I read the title, then I started talking, and I went to like a fugue state.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I didn't wake up being covered by whoever wrote this blood or something.
I was literally just staring off into space until you started laughing. And then I was like, oh my God.
So, Michio Kaku. Now, Michio Kaku is one of the pop scientists that's around. We got like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Stephen Hawking died. But Michio Kaku is like the, if Albert Einstein was Asian, that's how he looks. Now you know who he is. He basically said it was a bad idea because they're coming, they look for war. He theorized that if we met our extraterrestrial counterparts within the century. While the prospect sounds thrilling, says that Kaku is more cautious than eager to make contact. Quote, we all know what happened to Montezuma when he met Cortez in Mexico so many hundred years ago. He said, alluding to the disastrous demise of the 16th century Aztec emperor, which was instigated by what seems to be a friendship of convenience with Spanish conquistadors, Hernan Cortez. So basically what he's saying is, because we're dicks here on Earth, there's a good chance the aliens are probably not real nice either.
I mean, he makes a valid point.
I got a pizza here!
Wait, no.
Give me a second, because I still need to remember what we were talking about.
So, the because he thinks that aliens...
So, do you want to start talking, or do you want me to start talking? Because you ended with, he makes a valid point. So, okay. Either way, I could come in with an interruption, or you could...
I can come in, but... because when white people came to the New World, they conquered... Yeah. Than aliens.
Well, they weren't white, they were Spanish, so I mean, that's a... You're recording, aren't you?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Food arrived, so that's why we had to pause real quick.
I still kind of agree with him, I think. I don't see why aliens would be better than humans.
I mean, the only way that they would be better than us is if they do have just the mind for pure exploration, not for conquest. Mm-hmm. The problem is most of our history of exploration was actually in the name of conquest.
Right.
It's one of those things like where we're looking at it from our field of view. But but it's an alien planet, it's an alien civilization, so possibly they would have a more peaceful mind, they would have more, this is for exploration, this is for meeting and making contact rather than conquest.
True. And then they would be like, wow, you guys are crazy.
What yeah, then they would nuke barbaric. Us once they actually looked yeah. at us. Yeah, I agree with that. So that was a great, great segment that nobody said anything racist at all. Steven's turn.
So did you guys know that the Loch Ness Monster was actually a catfish?
Yeah.
Disagree.
I know, because when I got a Tinder account, I was like, man, look at this hot Loch Ness Monster. And then it turned out to be a woman. What? I don't know, man. It like started out like as a good joke in my head, at least, and then I said it. I was like, this is bad. No matter what I say, it's going to end badly.
Catfish jokes are overplayed.
Well, this one was, at least. I agree with that.
So apparently there was a guy in UK that saw a Loch Ness Monster. Possibly.
But whole, then isn't it a specific one?
Later was saying that it might have been a catfish.
Okay, you said the UK, which is very wide. Are we actually talking about Scotland? Because if no, it's like the, in the UK, Thames or the, something the like that.
Loch Ness Monster in Northern Ireland.
That's what I'm saying. Then I could believe it was a catfish.
The majestic catfish in Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. So on this site, it's sci-fi.com.
Ah, the most reputable of news sources. I brought New York Times it's to the actually table, on, but I guess screw me, whatever.
It's actually on another.
I brought Squibbly.
What?
Why did I?
Esquire.
Oh, it just looks like Squibbly.
How thick is your prescription? Can no. you see who's talking to you now?
No, I had a migraine today and I can't see very well. That's why I've said it a couple of times. All right,
calm down, Han Solo. Let's get back to Steven's catfish.
The article I'm currently reading from anyway is from the sci-fi.com. I've actually found a couple of articles. This happened last year in 2020. The article is called UK Vacationer Splashes Up Loch Ness Monster Debate with Strange New Photo.
And they say that the internet has ruined journalism.
In short, this guy named Ian Miles was on vacation in the UK. Let's see if it says exactly where. Yep, it's in Scotland.
Well, it's got to be in Loch Ness if you thought he saw the Loch Ness Monsters.
It was in Scotland last September.
Yeah, I mean, where Loch Ness is. all times of the year, not just September.
Well, so apparently, so he took a picture and tweeted it. And it's, I mean, whoever's listening to this probably is going to have to look up the picture himself.
No, describe it. Describe it. Right. I love it it's when people describe pictures. It's literally just a
giant river with a hill in the background. It's green and a brown patch, and there's some trees at the bottom. And then there's this big giant fish in the center of the river with the water trail behind it. So it also looks like it could just be the back of a dolphin or something, like without a fin.
I'm gonna go back to, if it was the Loch Ness monster, it's probably in Loch Ness.
Okay, you keep saying that, but fish travel.
What?
Never. I just realized that it's a lake, not a river. Move on.
I mean, it's connected. River. It is. No. I mean, Loch Ness is a loch, is a lake. It is connected to the ocean by rivers, but there's lots of lochs and weirs in between the lake and the ocean. So it is conceivable that something could get from the lake, or loch if you're nasty, to the ocean, but they'd have to find some way to be able to navigate all the weirs and locks.
Josh.
What?
Life finds a way.
You gotta say it like Jeff Goldblum for me to take you seriously. All right, nothing? Okay.
That's a fair response, actually.
So the reason this suddenly became...
But well, hold on. But I don't know where we're even going with this, because catfish are not...
Right. No, but you keep saying that it can't be the Loch Ness Monster anywhere else. But Nessie could go on a trip.
All right, so we're in this story. They saw the Loch Ness Monster in eastern Minnesota.
No, because it's in the UK.
Oh, I forgot that part. Okay. I withdraw my statement. Minnesota, UK. We gave it back to them because who needs Minnesota? Not the Americans, so we gave it back to the good old queen. RIP, Queen, or sorry, not Queen Philip, Prince Philip. You were creepy, and we don't know what to do with you, so R.I.P.
Like, when I was in South America... Oh.
You were about to say France, weren't you?
No, it wasn't in France. It was in South America.
Okay.
You saw
the Loch Ness Monster?
No, but there was fountains, and there was fish in the fountains, but not, like, koi fish. They were...
I see where you're going with this.
There was fish everywhere.
Flying in the sky and
you trees. Literally, you could not drink a bottle of water and you're like, whoa, perch.
No, but I mean, like, every puddle and everything had fish in it. It was really weird because you don't see that as much
would you concede the fact that maybe you were in a rainforest? There's a big difference between somewhere that has great amounts of flooding and a landlocked Highland?
Yes, I'm just saying it was still weird.
I agree. That is weird. Yeah, I don't know what I would make of that. That's pretty crazy.
Why are we talking like about fish,
the fish weren't like...
South America. That narrows it down enough for you, doesn't it?
Suriname. I was in Suriname when I saw them.
Which is in South America.
Yes, I just couldn't remember exactly what country I was in.
I was just filling Steven in.
But there would be... like a fountain, and there'd be fish in it, but not decorative fish like we have here. They would just be fish. And
is that what they're actually called? Decorative fish?
No,
I think carp. That's a Lindsayism.
Yeah.
Well, carp is definitely not something I would call a decorative fish. You can be in the carp. Koi, it can be in the carp family, but you got to have a different name than carp for it to be a decorative fish.
I got a puddle in the backyard and I put some salmon in it because it looks just so great.
Were they carp salmon?
I'm just picturing like a whole salmon, like an adult salmon.
Well, okay,
that you just put in a little kettle.
So I'm just going to put forth the, like, a lot of places that are a lot more straightforward than, you know, like America is, where it's not abnormal for us to import fish or have these exotic fish to put in a decorative fountain. That a lot of the rest of the world is more straightforward to say, well, rather than spending fish to bring in a non-indigenous species that may come into our water supply and wreck our habitat and our ecology. Maybe we use it local fish. So I'm just thinking that maybe they were in fact put there.
Okay.
And again, I'm not sure what you're saying with this.
I still don't know why we're on this subject.
I just thought it was weird.
It is weird. I agree. I think Kevin Fish's decorations is pretty weird, too. But I'm still
waiting for the tie-in to the Loch Ness Monster.
The fish go everywhere.
I have a Loch Ness Monster in my pond. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, wait. No, sorry. That's a catfish. It wasn't the Loch Ness Monster.
So based off of Josh not getting the fact that it was in the UK, even though he said it 14 times, and your argument against that was that...
No, you didn't get it was in the UK. You kept speculating as to where it was. You said he saw UK. A Loch Ness Monster, but it's in the UK. I'm not sure where in the UK.
Literally the first but it was word the Loch Ness... on it is UK vacationer.
Right, but then you said something to the effect of, I'm not sure where in the UK, and I was positing that it is more likely in Loch Ness if he saw the Loch Ness Monster.
No, because...
It's in Scotland.
Okay. Yeah, Loch Ness is in Scotland.
Yeah.
We're finally on the same
because
page.
Because Bigfoot is in more places than Washington. He's just most common in Washington.
And so Bigfoot derived his name from the place he was from. So he is the Bigfoot monster named after Bigfoot, USA.
I'm just saying the first place that the Loch Ness Monster was seen was in Lake Loch Ness. But what if she left? What if...
I would say that if you saw something that happened to be the same species as the Loch Ness Monster somewhere else other than Loch Ness, it would no longer be the Loch Ness Monster because they call it the Loch Ness Monster because they see it in Loch Ness.
but if you saw, we know what Nessie looks like, and if you saw her somewhere else, you would...
Well, apparently not, because people are saying catfish are looking at Nessie.
Apparently it's a moot argument anyway because it was in Scotland.
How did this become the most contentious part of the night?
I don't know. I finally ate, so I should be less grumpy.
Oh, anyways.
So
the guy took a picture and the picture went viral.
Explain the picture again.
So there's a big river. And then there's a mountain or
don't explain the picture again.
Apparently the picture caused a bunch of people to reconsider if Loch Ness is still in existence in that.
Loch Ness is still in existence.
It's the place. Loch Ness is the place. The Loch Ness Monster is what's found there.
Loch Ness is in existence until we get rid of all those pesky ice caps. And then we will get rid of Loch Ness. It'll just be part of the ocean at that point.
Wow.
So the reason why they were thinking it was a catfish, apparently it's has a striking resemblance to a record-breaking 129-kilogram, 284-pound catfish captured in Italy over 2 years ago.
Was that like the Gooch catfish? Or Gooch, I guess?
I don't know.
Gotcha. Are you trying to say Gucci?
Yes, the Gucci catfish. Is a designer, very, very expensive catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly not one you'd find in the pools and fountains of South America.
Mm.
Apparently another thing too is, I'm not sure where I saw this, but I saw it in a couple places. People are starting to think that the Loch Ness Monster was a monster eel.
Yeah, yeah, that's mm-hmm. not a new thing.
That's not a new thing.
Yeah, that's one of the most those common ones that they used to.
It must have been something that's restirring. It probably got restirred back up thanks to this, or this got restirred up.
Yeah, the reason they say that is they say like the two things that could actually count for the Loch Ness Monster, other than it actually being, you know, a monster, is the eel that live in Loch Ness or seals are the two most common ones I hear.
Seals.
Yeah.
I would never relate it to a seal. I could see it being related to an eel for sure, but.
Seals are so big that they do look kind of monstrous in the water. Well, they look more graceful in the water. They look monstrous on land.
I don't know. I think people see what they want to see. So I think, you know, if you're out there looking for a monster and you see a seal, then if you are not, you know, immediately saying that's a seal, then you can easily say, oh, that's a monster.
Oh, speaking of which, have you guys ever heard of the Maine wolf?
Mm-mm.
Or I haven't.
The Maine wolf is not what it's actually called. That's one of the nicknames. I forget what it's called. It was like the I'll get back to you. Let me look that up.
All right. Should we move on to another article while you look that up?
Yeah. What do you said you have multiple articles, Josh?
I do, but I think Lindsay does too. So if we're going in order, it'd be Lindsay's
turn. So mine is from the same article, but it's just another story from it. Sorry, I'm looking for it.
Oh my God. The Crin Wolf. That's what it was called. Have you guys ever heard of the Crin Wolf?
I haven't heard of that either.
It's a really weird looking wolf. I didn't even know it existed. Oh,
is it the one that almost looks like a mix between a wolf and a hyena?
I did think it was related, or I remember thinking it looked kind of like hyena, but no one else relates it to a hyena. They usually relate it to a fox. It's like a mix between a wolf and a fox.
It has kind of a big hump on its back almost.
It's got like really stretched out legs. Almost sometimes it makes it look like a deer the way it runs. So it's like really tall fox wolf. It looks like a fox that got stretched out, honestly, with a kind of like a, they call it the maned wolf as well. Because it kind of has a mane on it, but not like, it's not like a lion's mane or anything like significant. It's just like a slight mane.
Yes, this is the one I'm thinking about. Yeah, it's a wild animal. I totally agree.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like immediately like, man, if I saw that in the wild, especially, have you ever listened to the noise it makes? It's like a roaring bark.
Do your best impersonation of it now. Go.
Exactly like that. It has that like hyena pitch afterwards. No, I don't. If you'd have to look it up. Apparently, it's kind of rare to hear it actually make its bark. But I listened to it because someone actually captured it, and it totally surprised me. Like it's way deeper than you'd expect. It really is. Like it also kind of like does this weird like growl roar thing before. It's like not a roar, but like
do the roar.
It's like a loud, like a really forced loud growl before the bark. And it's a really deep toned bark, but with the way it looks, like you would expect it to be more higher pitched like a dog's. But it's like intimidating still.
While Lindsay's telling her while Lindsay's reading her article, why don't you go ahead and look that up and so we can play it, because I'd really like to hear that.
All right.
Did you want me to say my article now while he's looking it up, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so in 2014 teenager came home to find that his parents had killed his siblings and themselves. So there was nothing for about a year into the investigation. They couldn't find anything, but they found a notebook that with like a to-do list that looked like they were getting ready to go on vacation. And then friends and family reported that they were obsessed with the end of the world and with a convicted killer that they became friends with through pen pal and then later went to see.
Holy mackerel. Okay, so yeah. That's definitely a true crime story. What connects it to the paranormal?
Because they were like obsessed with the end of the world and the evil of the world.
Two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the convicted killer?
Also, did I say this was in Utah? Because that was an important part of
why. Is it the Vallow case?
No.
Okay.
That was here. That wasn't.
I don't know, man. Like Idaho, Utah, it's one of those Mormon crap holes.
No, that was in.
I love Idaho.
I like the outdoors of Idaho.
Let's move on.
The convicted killer was...
Bob Saget, supposedly. Stephen Colbert. Bob Ross.
Dan Lafferty.
That sounds familiar. I have no idea who he is, though.
So what's interesting about... It's kind of like a chain of crazy, because he was convicted of murdering his sister-in-law and her daughter. And he said that he felt like his brother made him do it.
There might be something to that. I mean, I don't know his brother.
So it's kind of like this chain of homicide, kind of. Gotcha. So it's not strictly paranormal, but just how they were so obsessed with the end of the world and the evil, trying to escape the evil of the world is how they put it. And the fact that they were obsessed with him is kind of interesting.
Gotcha. I'd be very interested to hear about this killer's like motives and the circumstances in which under he killed.
Yeah, and it
like
doesn't
I do wonder if like he was like a killer cult leader or something like that. The name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you for sure. Yeah. Are you possibly saying that you think that there's maybe some possession going on, or?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, because he killed his sister-in-law and niece, and then they became obsessed with him, and then after they visited him, they killed themselves and their children. Well, I'm sure they killed the children first and then themselves. It wouldn't work too well otherwise.
You know, it's like stories like this that do actually make really good arguments for possession. Because like one person going off, you can say, well, they were mentally unwell. But two people going off, it feels like it should be impossible that two people were that messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not. I know that it happens more often than I ever want to think about. But it does feel like almost like there's got to be something else going on
that drove
them to that.
There's the theories of like group mass hysteria. And
right.
But I've never been somewhere and thought, well, okay, you're right. Let's just go and murder some people. Or let's, what was the one that, like, let's just all, the one that mom always quotes, strip our clothes off and like jam into this car.
37 naked Pentecostals in the Honda Accord.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, wait till you meet the right guy. You're still young, Lindsay. You can get there.
But so to me, there has to be something deeper there, something evil that's making people do.
Right.
Although that one's kind of funny.
I'm guessing you're talking about the 37 naked Pentecostals, not the...
I mean, like, if I was a ghost, that's the kind of crap I'd make people do.
That's not evil. That's just wrong and disturbing. And that's not funny.
Again, I got to we're jumping smiling, between so stories. Yeah, but it's Steven. He's also wrong and disturbing.
I'm just saying, if I was a ghost, I wouldn't make people kill each other. I'd just make them do weird stuff.
It's a pretty high level of weird. Like, oh, yeah, y'all get naked. And, like, I've been around a lot of Pentecostals in my day. I don't want to see any of them naked. I nonetheless want to be forced up against them in Honda Accord while they're naked.
And I don't to want be to be fair, in a Honda probably, Accord with them.
They probably don't want to be forced up against me while I'm naked, but we're kind of at a standstill there. All right. Well, thank you for bringing us up with this great story. Do you have that soundbite pulled up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to either edit it in later or play it into your microphone, whichever's going to be easiest for you.
Yep.
See, I'm helping you. You would never thought that one. Sorry. There should be a clip here. Jeez Louise. That is a really jowly bark. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That's like the lead singer from Last 10 Seconds of Life, where he just like, he does guttural straight from the jowls. I like it.
Yeah. But anyways, what I was saying is, imagine if I was in...
Well, why don't you back up and remind the listeners what we were talking about?
The Krynwolf.
Okay.
Let me make sure that's said correctly. Yeah, the Krynwolf, C-R-I-N, wolf. Anyways, if I was in the forest and I saw that thing walk out and bark like that, like, I'd immediately be like, oh, cryptids are real. I don't know what cryptid that is, but dang.
Yep, I agree.
Because that...
It just seems weird. Unreal.
Like I think the weirdest, like it's kind of cool looking until it walks, and then when it starts moving, it just is very odd.
It's I remember watching it run. It's almost like when you're at a haunted house and you see the person in a costume who's like got stilts on his front legs, then he's over bent over. That's almost what it looks like. It's really unnatural.
It looks sometimes like a deer too, just because. And I feel like it's just because of how long its legs are.
Yeah.
Which makes me kind of think of like the skinwalkers, because they're supposedly, they move when they're in animal form. They don't move naturally. And that would be an immediate callback to that.
I know you've said you don't want your own throwaway segment, but I really feel like you should have your own segment where you just like explain how different cryptids are probably the skinwalker. Because that's about the fourth time I've heard you do that.
I actually think that would be really funny. Related
to each other or something.
Right.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Yeah.
Say what animal you would the skinwalker took the form of to be that cryptid and stuff. That would be cool.
Swordfish.
Yeah. Swordfish. Closely related to the Bigfoot.
But not the catfish.
Is it time for my article?
Yes.
All right, another ufology article. This one is from The Bite. It is called Michio Kaku has advice for next time you get abducted by aliens, which is helpful because that's for me, that's like every other week. It is by Victor Tengerman. I'm going to read part of this article. According to the theoretical physicist and science communicator Michio Kaku, the quote, We've hit a second golden era of space exploration thanks to the likes of SpaceX. End quote. Speaking to Stephen Colbert during a recent episode of The Late Show, Kako suggested that we would soon make first contact. As a result, quote, I think that in this century we will make contact with extraterrestrial civilization, end quote. So basically what he says after this is that the fact that we have all these high-powered space, these high-powered telescopes is going to increase the likelihood that we see them, but then SpaceX is also going to increase the likelihood that we come in contact with them, which is going to bring them closer to Earth. He is then asked what he thinks about people being abducted, and he kind of sidesteps the question while at the same time admitting that possibly some of them are real. Then he gives this piece of advice. He says, I tell them the next time you get kidnapped by an alien flying saucer, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care whether it's a pen or a chip. Steal something, because there's no law against stealing from an extraterrestrial civilization. Now, I like to think, okay, this is my own thoughts. I like to think that he's got a deeper thing there. Like, we'd be able to learn from this. Not just like he's some klepto. He's like, yeah, man. Like, well, like you get busted for stealing a pack of chiclets, but you go into space, that's space law. You can be stealing zigzags, ray gun, or whatever. They can't get you. But I don't know. These super smart guys, they're sometimes a little eccentric. Sorry, what were you saying?
My thought was like the earlier article about the settlers coming to the new land. And so that was my thought, where he's like, just take it. Just take it. It's ours. Right. Just claim it in the name of Earth.
They're going to be taking all of our stuff. You might as well take some of their stuff. There is some validity to what you were saying. I like this guy. If you ever have any chance to watch any interviews with him or speeches done by him, they're not called speeches, classes. Any classes that are done by him, it's well worth your while. He's very well spoken. He is clever and very, very smart.
Who is cool. It?
Michio Kaku.
He's, on the Bite.
Was that?
On the Bite.
Well, he's just an astrophysicist. He's one of those like famous scientists like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Mm.
It's pretty easy to find stuff that he has produced. You see him in a lot of TV shows and in a lot of little clips of him speaking. He's very entertaining to watch and very smart. Well, that one took up a lot of time. Steven, do you have another one?
I thought I did, but I'm going through it. It's the top 10 cryptozoology stories of 2020, and this is the saddest article I've ever read on cryptozoology.
And that's actually saying a lot.
Right.
As someone who's read a lot of articles on cryptozoology.
Yeah, I was actually having a hard time finding the paranormal ones too, but it seems like I've read a lot, but when I was actually looking for them, I couldn't find any good ones.
Well, so number one is most of it just talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and all the statistics of the COVID-19
right.
pandemic, and then mentioned some rock apes. And then number two, the article I already mentioned about the Loch Ness possibly being a catfish, so on, probably the only thing of worth on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes into talking about, we discovered some more monkeys. We've discovered a new fish. We discovered another marmot. It's like, it's not even cryptids. It's just...
Well, in a way, that's cryptozoology, because that could be, you know, that could explain some of the creatures that we have seen.
Except that that's not what's going on here. It's like, literally, it's like, that monkey looks like the rest of the monkeys. It's just different.
All right, that's monkey racism. I will not have that on my podcast.
This fish looks like all the other fish, except
that's fine. Fish deserve to be discriminated against. Explain rock apes to me.
I'm pretty sure, you know what? If aliens ever came to Earth, they would think that we're a chaotic people.
Except, well, they'd be right.
Except that we all can agree fish are the worst. Because it's like nobody gives a crap about the fish.
It's like it's this weird unifying thing. Yeah, I do too. A little bit of lemon and yeah. Oh, sorry. That was a bad joke. I feel bad for that. Weird, like, unintentional, like, unification we have against fish, where we're unintentionally destroying them as a, you know, species, as humans. We are destroying fish. We don't even realize it. If we could focus in on that and just wage war against fish instead of everything else we're doing, it'd be crappy towards other things and other people. Well, I think, you know, the world would be a happier place. Because honestly, what do fish do? They taste good. I think that's it, right? They serve no other purpose. I keep talking because the more I talk, the angrier Lindsay looks or more confused Lindsay looks, which does not translate well into podcasting, but I'm enjoying it.
Did you just say that we should destroy our oceans on purpose?
I think we're doing it already, so we might as well just double down.
We are doing it already.
All right, so we're in agreement. Lindsay agrees that we should destroy the oceans faster.
I said that we're doing it already. I think we should stop and do something else.
Right. So you're backing up what I was saying.
Sorry, I was reading what were we doing?
Lindsay's saying that we should nuke the ocean.
Okay, instead of going camping next week, we are going to go to an ocean cleanup now.
Man, that's going to take a lot more time.
Yeah, I don't know if we can drive there in a day, actually. Idaho is
kind of landlocked.
Okay, fine. We'll do a cleanup instead.
What if, we don't leave any
We'll clean a fountain.
What if we, clean out your ashtray?
I don't have an ashtray.
We're going to go pick up trash off the highway. And be like, why are you doing this? Is this for a cause? Yeah, we're trying to bring awareness to the fish problem.
We're going to take this trash we picked up from the side of the interstate in Idaho and go dump it in the ocean.
No, it's more of a community.
There are too many fish.
I like fish. You guys are crazy.
I've already said I like fish too.
Well, I like to look at them more than I like eating. Well,
I like to look at them as I eat them. It's hard to eat them otherwise. I've held this dad joke for way too long, and I'm going to blame it on you.
That being said, I think it's really funny how there's a lot of times if you go to an aquarium, right next to the aquarium, there will be a fish plate, like a seafood place to
eat. Location, location. They get hungry looking at all the fish that they couldn't strangle with a plastic bag, and then they go eat some fish.
That's just a really, really sad joke that you made.
So back up. What's the rock ape? You said something about the rock ape.
Oh, it just tied into the COVID-19. There's been a bunch of Vietnam veterans that have been dying because of it, and so more stories about the rock apes.
Oh, right. That's that one that was... Okay, I do remember that.
We need to do one on the rock ape at some point.
For real, fun. Why don't you go ahead and do a really quick summation of what rock ape is, since we've been talking about it for 10, 20 seconds now.
How about you do it?
Basically, miniature Bigfoot that lives in Vietnam and Southeast Asia.
But then I was expecting, what the? It's not a Bigfoot.
Well, it's okay I say it because they're my brethren. So that's our word. You can't use our word.
Brethren?
No. Bigfoot.
Large-footed Americans.
What?
Large-footed Americans.
Yeah, that's the preferred word that we use.
Large-footed Washingtonians.
Well, they're actually from Vietnam.
No, that's only the rock apes.
Oh, no, I said it.
Sounds so hateful when you say it.
I'm honestly not even sure what there we're was all these.
Let's go ahead and finish with the rock apes. they were apes that were smaller than Bigfoot but larger than the average monkey. There were lots of sightings of them in Vietnam and stories about them attacking patrols and killing people and harming people. Supposed to be like slightly demonic, and they found them a lot of times in rocky outcrops and hiding in jungle. And
yeah, like wasn't it like the Vietnamese were like very terrified of them, but they like knew about them, and then the U.S. soldiers suddenly were running into them a lot and didn't know anything about them.
Right. That's also how I remember the story. We can move on to the next thing. Lindsay, do you have another article? You tap out so quickly.
Do I need to find another one?
I mean, if you want to, you can. I have another article real quick. The reason I am including this one is because it is kind of poignant for what's going on. So one of the reasons that I had such an easy time finding stories about UFOs is because of all the disclosure talk that's going on. Because of that, it's very much in the public eye. So it's getting a lot more attention from the media because it's what's selling right now. So this is a story from the New York Times by Sarah Maslanier. The name of the article is, "They Are Not Alone. UFO Reports Surged in the Pandemic." Basically what it's talking about is in New York State, on the average, they would have about 5 sightings per year. Yeah, per year they'd have about... Oh man, you're gonna have so much editing to do with this. I apologize. They would have about 300 sightings per year, slightly different than 5 sightings per year. But during the pandemic, there was more about 1,000 to 7,200 sightings. So there's a couple of different reasons that they contribute to this. Some people say it is because of the added stress of the pandemic and people being locked up and having more chance to look around, that they are seeing more things that they can't explain. So they're having, they're jumping to these conclusions where it's a UFO. The other side of the coin, where they basically use the same argument in favor of why they're actually seeing more UFOs this time, is because they are not so busy and they are spending more time, looking up and looking around. They've had more chance to see things. Either way, it's very, very interesting, that huge of an uptick in how many sightings.
I don't know about you, but during this pandemic, I've been doing a lot of looking up and looking around as well. And then I see all those white walls and the white ceiling.
Well, I spent more time outside last summer because we couldn't do anything inside.
Really?
Yeah, because
I spent way more time inside than I ever have.
Well, I worked a lot of hours, but it's safer to be outside, so I would do stuff outside. So I never saw any UFOs, though. I'm disappointed.
I was more like, oh hey, it's now okay for me to just be inside and play computer games all day. So
right, this is probably the greatest thing the pandemic gave us, was like a good excuse to act like lazy, worthless piece of crap. And like, we weren't being worthless pieces of crap, we were being conscientious of public health.
Yeah,
I appreciated that very much.
Right. Yeah, I have to say, I a lot of people quit at my job when the pandemic hit, so I had a lot more hours, but then I had friends that couldn't work because of the shutdown. So I remember being so jealous of them until I actually talked to them. And then I was like, oh, okay, you're like losing your mind at home. Never mind.
The 5 days I had to be in quarantine, I legitimately, like, I thought I lost my mind. Like,
I know, you kept sending me videos and I was asleep. Like, yeah. I just slept through my 10 days of quarantine. I don't know how you
100%. Like, I was getting like 2 hours of sleep a night. Like, I was like staying up until like 5 in the morning, but then I still get up at like 7 or whatever time I normally get up. I was so screwed up by the time I went back to work. I was so relieved. No,
the videos the videos and recordings you were sending me were like the ravings of a madman. And
totally out of the ordinary, but
and I had exhaustion I didn't have insomnia from COVID. I had exhaustion, and so I was sleeping.
Mine was much less related to COVID as it does to the fact that I don't do well with being cooped up.
Okay. I slept straight through my quarantine. But the actual stay at home order, when the non-essentials didn't go to work. And
non-essentials.
I had a bunch of my coworkers quit because they didn't want to be in healthcare during a pandemic. And so I had a ton of extra hours. And so I was really jealous of my friends that were at home. But then I realized that I would way rather work a ton of hours than stay at home all the time.
100% agreed.
I was not good at being stuck inside.
I was super, super grateful that I got to continue working through it. But you know what? I am actually really offended you described all the videos and recordings that I made and sent you as ravings of a madman. They were comedy gold and you know it.
You sent me a video of you hiding in the closet to scare the cat.
Comedy gold.
Actually, you sent me like 10 videos of that.
Comedy gold.
I thought it was.
Yeah, and that's right. And he was here.
There was one random video of like Steven opening the door instead of you.
That was my favorite thing about the whole thing, is not telling my roommates about what I was doing and just having them come and open the pantry door as I was hiding in there. One of these days I might actually release those into the common world and I almost definitely be committed.
Okay. I still find it kind of ridiculous that the cats didn't fall for the trap until forever.
Oh my gosh, I was in there for so long. I was actually starting to question if I had gone insane. I was in there for so long.
No, I watched one of them, and then I went and took a nap, and I woke up and watched the next one. and you sat me. So yeah, you were in there for a long time.
I was in there for at least an hour and a half. Yeah. it was a strangely fun experience.
What were you doing anyway? Why were you trying to scare the cats?
Because they keep getting up on the counter and breaking stuff and making messes on the counter. And it's gross and unsanitary.
No, okay, then that's...
unhygienic.
That's a great reason. I just, like I said, I had fever brain and my brother kept sending me these videos where I'm like, oh, he's got fever brain bad.
Well, I mean, that's probably part of it. I would say most of it came from the fact that I've been locked in the house for 4 days at that point and was so bored that I had to do something.
Yeah, is it 11 days you quarantine for before you can go out? The day I finally broke quarantine, I went and got a haircut on my way to work and I talked so much. Usually I do like small talk with the hairdresser. I talked nonstop through my whole haircut. And I went and got in my...
them at all.
You're right. I went and got in my car and I was like, wow, that was obnoxious.
So when I went to go meet Bruce in Istanbul, mm-hmm. when he was on his way back from Cambodia, mm-hmm. and he was like, hadn't been around English speaking people on a consistent basis for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. So when he got around me, it was just like nonstop torrent of like everything that had happened to him for the last 3 years, which was fine. I was totally happy with it. And I was happy to hear from him and everything. But we happened to meet this American. He was a soldier and passing through Turkey on his way to somewhere else. And we happened to meet up with him. So we meet up with him and he did the exact same thing to him as he did to me, Bruce did. And so like you could just like see the soldier getting more and more uncomfortable as time went on. So Bruce like goes to go to the bathroom or something and the soldier comes over to me. He's like, is he okay? He's like, he was so concerned about Bruce. He's like, he's just like saying so much. Like, you know, one of the big things that Bruce had, he's like, he had this bag of like chips that we had gotten from somewhere that were terrible. They are bad chips. And he kept making us, me and the soldier, eat them. And so he leaves and he's just like, is he okay? He knows that he doesn't have to finish those chips, right? What's going on with that?
I think the funniest part about that is he's not a big talker. Like, he'll tell you stories, but he's right. Not nonstop.
Yeah, no, yeah. It'd been a crazy 3 years for him. I totally understood where he was coming from. And like I said, I enjoyed getting to talk to him and listen to what he had to say. Funny. Yeah.
All right, so do we have another article? Because we've been talking about nothing cryptid related for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, I don't know about that. We talked about our Uncle Bruce, and that's pretty cryptid.
He lives in Washington in the woods.
He's tall and hairy.
He's tall and hairy, and he has wears like a size 14 or something.
Right. So he is obviously the Loch Ness Monster. Okay. On that, we can sign out. I do have an extra article, but I don't think
we need it. What skinwalker is Bruce?
There's only... what are you talking about? Okay. Let's sign out. Lindsay, you did the intro. Do you want to do the outro too?
Nope.
Okay. Guys, this is a weird podcast because it was a weird day. Please, 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 please don't unsubscribe. Follow us on Instagram at waterbabiespodcast. Send us an email at waterbabiespod@gmail.com. Stay safe, America. Myanmar. Give him heck. Yeah, you got this, bro.
All right, let's go see what he's done with this thing. What in the...
Josh, you got this on my car!
And you somehow managed to get it further in the house!
Bye-bye.